Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. August 7th is drawing close. With little more than a month to go before Michigan's primary election, it seemed to be a good time for a reminder on registering to vote. For that, we've got the top authority. Michigan's Secretary of State Ruth Johnson is with us. Secretary, welcome. Good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
So what is the actual last day that I could register to be able to vote in that August 7th primary?
You just have four more days, so it's important that you do it as soon as possible if you're not registered. Monday, July 9th, is the last day to register for the August 7th primary election. And also, there'll be an election November 6th. That'll be the general. And the last day to register for that is October 9th.
And just remind us again, because somebody could be of the age where voting is something new to them, how do people register?
Well, first of all, you can be 17 as long as you're going to be 18 by Election Day. You have to be a U.S. citizen and a resident of Michigan and a resident of the township or the city where you want to register. And there's a few ways you can do it. One is in person at your own local clerk's office, at city or township or even county. You can do it in person at any one of our 131 Secretary of State branch offices, and you can do it by mail or through a third party. But what is key for especially people that are going to be out of town is you must show your face once before you can vote. So if you do register by mail, you will have to show up at the election or one of our Secretary of State branches or one of the or your clerk's office before you can vote.
Okay, so that seems to preclude any option of registering online.
Well, you can register by mail, mm-hmm. so that's not hard. You can get the application at your clerk's office, or you can go online to get an application at michigan.gov/vote, because you will have to sign that, and that signature then will go from the state to your local official so they can compare signatures when you do vote. And I'm happy to say 96% of all eligible voters in Michigan are registered, and 85% of our registrations do happen at our branches.
We are at 96% eligible Michiganders are actually registered to vote?
Yes, I'm very pleased to say that Michigan was named number one by USA Today for getting eligible people registered to vote. We have a comprehensive program that we use, a system to try to make sure that everybody has a convenient way to get registered. We do postcards to every 18-year-old. We go to naturalization ceremonies. It's our branch office policy that we ask every U.S. citizen if they're not registered, if they would like to. And we have a mobile office that goes to college campuses, and it goes every fall. And we expect it to travel about 3,000 miles during our tour, encouraging voter registration. So we're very proud of that.
Just thinking of this year, how is the pace of voter registration? How's it going? Is it up? Is it down? Is it holding steady?
It's been holding steady the last time I checked, which was about a month ago. And also people wanting to vote as far as absentee, I've asked anecdotally a number of clerks, and all of them are reporting about steady what it usually is. And I want to make sure that people know that Michigan is the only state that we know of that will have all new equipment and every single precinct. All those machines will have the best cybersecurity on them that there is. And even in 2016, when there were hacking attempts that were across the country, Michigan was never hacked into. And we've also fixed a problem that we had, which was in 2008, we had 102.54% of the eligible electorate registered to vote. So we knew the qualified voter file, which is the foundation to elections, needed to be cleaned up. We took off 604,532 dead people, 144,303 people that had moved and were registered and voting in other states, and 3,505 non-citizens. So that's one out of six. That's key, is to get a good, clean, qualified voter file, and then also the fact that we're named number one in the country for getting eligible people registered to vote.
So when we hear the president making claims that there were millions, in his words, of people that weren't registered to vote who did cast votes, you're saying in Michigan you're really paying attention to who's there and who's eligible and who's not.
Well, there was a problem when I came in, the fact that we had 102.54% of the eligible voters registered to vote. And I think the Pew Center on the state said that one out of every seven or eight registrations have serious flaws in them. I think that's a wake-up call when you have people that were trying to get into the qualified voter files, allegedly the Russians, and then you also have one out of seven or eight that have serious flaws. So I think it's very important that we do get our qualified voter files cleaned up. No one should ever have any question about the integrity of our elections, and that's one way to do it, is to make sure that's been done.
Well, I want to just touch on absentee ballots, because just to remind everybody, what are the qualifications to vote by absentee ballot, and how do you get one?
Yes, if you want to get an absentee ballot application, you can go at michigan.gov/vote. That's an application. You must send it to your local clerk. You can get it from your local clerk, too. And you are eligible to vote absentee if you're age 60 or older, physically unable to get to the polls, or out of town on election day, if you're in jail awaiting arraignment or trial, religious reasons, or if you're an election inspector or poll worker outside your own polling place. All those make you eligible to be able to vote absentee. I've been supporting legislation at the state that we would have secure absentee voting for those that don't fit in those six different reasons to vote absentee. But at this point, that's the law. You need to try to get your absentee ballot in the mail by at least Tuesday, July 31st, to ensure that it gets to your clerk. And you must submit an application by 2 o'clock Saturday, August 4th. They can be obtained anytime through 4 p.m. Monday, August 6th. And they're available already. And voters who request an absentee ballot in person on Monday, August 6th, they have to fill out the ballot in the clerk's office, and they have to follow the same rules as if you're voting at a precinct, which is if you have ID, you must show it.
Well, I think that gives us what we need to know to get everybody registered. And we appreciate your time. Ruth Johnson, Michigan's Secretary of State, good to talk with you.
Thank you. And please remember, get registered and vote.